So yesterday, we discussed, morning Menachem, what was probably the main point of this mimer, the meat of the mimer. Some of the details may have been a little bit complicated. We made that chart. But the nekuda of what we said yesterday was that the maila, the advantage of edes over chukim, is pshitos. And ironically, that means that the more complicated things get, the more complicated things are, the less they're connected to Etzem. Pshitus. The beauty of Pshitus, the simplicity of Pshitus, the innocence of Pshitus, the pureness of Pshitus. Chukim, because Chukim are saying, can't understand it, Ein lecha rishus la'arecha, that itself means that it's being shaylel something, and if it's being shaylel something, that means it's not connected to the Pshitus of Atzmos. The Baal Shem Tov used to say, and the Rebbeim quoted this frequently, that the Pshitus of a Pashita Yid, the simplicity, the purity, the innocence of a simple Jew is connected to the Pshitus of Atzmos. In other words, sometimes you think that where do you connect to the Eibishter? You connect to the Eibishter if you say a greater pilpul, a deep dissertation on a Gemara subject, etc. A more complicated and a more elaborate mitzvah and so on and so forth. The Baal Shem Tov said, the pshitas, the pure simplicity, that I'm a yid, and I daven to the Eibishter, and I do what the Eibishter wants for me, of a pashuta yid, is connected to the pshitas from Atzmos. That's the point of this mimer. What's the mile of Edis? The mile of Edis is the pshitas of Edis. Chukim are complicated. They have an agenda. Their agenda is, they're deeper than your understanding. They're lemaila miseichel. That agenda, that complication, those details are actually distancing themselves from the Atzmus of the Eibishter. Understood. That's the main nekud of what we learned yesterday. And we're going to continue now with that point. V'hine, k'moshe l'mayla, just like above, ha'chiluk shebein edus l'chukim u'mishpatim, the difference between edus and chukim and mishpatim is, the chukim u'mishpatim heim be'ar, ha'shayich la'ilam ha'is, chukim and mishpatim are in the ar, which has a connection to the worlds. Mishpatim are in the Ur, which is mislabish ba'ilamais, the Ur ha-mimale. Chukim are in the Ur ha-seviv kol almin, which is not mislabish in the world, but it's saying, I'm higher than the world. There's the energy that's beyond the world. This is what it says in the brackets. Ella shehamishbatim heim ba'ar hamislabish ba'ilamis, which is memalev chukim heim ba'ar shelamayil mislabshus seviv. But they're both in an ar hashayich la'ilamis. They're both in an ar which has a connection, which has a relationship with the worlds. Ve'edus heim ba'atzmus arin seif shelamayil mishayiches la'ilamis. Edus are in the essence of Eibishter, which is higher than having any connection to the worlds whatsoever. Al derech zehu gam ba'avodas ha'adam. It's similar also in the avoda of a person. The chukim umishbatim heim b'haseichel sheba'adam. Chukim and mishbatim are connected to a person's intellect. They're that which he could understand and that which is higher than his understanding. But both have a relationship, whether in a direct way or in a negated way, to his seichel. Oy al korpanim bidargas haneshama sheshayeches l'seichel, or at the very least they're connected to the neshama, which has a relationship to seichel. Hisbeinenus, which is reflection, understanding. Ella shebimishpatim ha-hisbeinenus hi b'taymi ha-mitzvahs. What do you reflect? What do you think about? When you do a mishpat, you think about, what does this mitzvah represent? Kibud ava'im. What does it represent? Why do I need to respect my parents? What's its impact on me? And so on and so forth. The mitzvah of tzedakah is a mishpat. Why do I need to give to someone else? Because the Eibishter gives to me. The world is created in a way that we share, that we're interdependent. That we're not independent. No man is an island alone. We need to rely on each other in order to be able to exist. This is mishpat. This is the hisbeinenus of the mitzvah. Koylul gam ha-hisbeinenus bazeh shagam ha-mitzvahs tochukim yesh lahem tam. This includes also the hisbeinenus, the reflection in this. Shagam ha-mitzvahs tochukim, also the mitzvahs of chukim, yesh lahem tam. They have a reason. In other words, the mitzvahs of chukim, by their definition of being more complicated than you could understand, means that there is a reason, just you can't comprehend it. If there was no reason, it's not more complicated than you could understand. If it's more complicated than you could understand, it's not that chukim don't have a reason. Just because. For you, it's just because. Don't wear shatnas just because. Don't mix milk and meat just because. And so on. But the mitzvah itself has a reason. You just don't get it. Ela shatam, the mitzvahs elu. The tam, the reason for these mitzvahs, hu b'chachmasa yisbarach, is in the Eibishter's wisdom, v'lei nimshach b'seichal anavram. It's not drawn down into the intellect of creations. V'ha'hisbeinenus techukim, the hisbeinenus, the reflection of chukim, he is shekol ha-mitzvahs, that all of the mitzvahs, gam ha-mitzvahs, the mishpatim, also the mitzvahs of mishpatim, heim ritzayna yisbarach, they are the Eibishter's ratzayn. Ratzayn shalamayla mita, a ratzayn which is higher than reason. Lamayla gam mi'ataymim shabichachmasa yisbarach, higher even than the reasons of chachmasa yisbarach, of the Eibishter's wisdom. Because it's just Hashem's ratzin. It's like you're loving vanilla ice cream. You don't like chocolate, right? Not more than vanilla. What? Which one's better? The vanilla, the love for vanilla, is just a ratzin. Shalomai lamita. Is there a logical reason that you could give why you like vanilla over chocolate?
It tastes better, yes.
But he says that the chocolate tastes better. So it's not that it tastes better, but obviously I'm giving the ratzin is not seichel. Again, let's look at the analogy which we've given. You and your wife have a special flower. That flower you give on special occasions, anniversaries, and so on and so forth. You leave that flower in a special place. What does that flower mean? Why that flower? Why not a different flower? And so on and so forth. Why this day? Why not another day? Because that's the ratzin. That's the Eidos. The relationship of Eidos is a relationship of etzem, of ratzin shalemayla mitam. Chukim also have a tam. You don't understand it, but they also have a tam. Eidos, the relationship that we have with the Eibishter and Eidos, that's ratzin shalemayla mitam. There isn't a rhyme or reason, there isn't an explanation, there isn't an agenda behind it. It's just because this is something which you've chosen to bring out your connection.
It sounds like it's more anesthetic, like it's more just what is.
It's more pure. That's the point that we're making. Exactly. It's more pure. But something that doesn't have a tam also can't have his baininess. In a certain sense. Obviously, there's a possibility for hisbeinus and mitzvahs of Eidus as well. Because you could think about them, but that's the mishpatim and the chukim. We said that every single mitzvah has an aspect of each three. We've said this already. So even in mitzvahs of Eidus, you could think about certain parts of them, and there are certain parts which... sorry, you reflect in b'shlila, in the negative...
How is it that Eidus are so etzem? Like, can't you understand? Hashem took us out of Egypt, so we commemorate it with Pesach. Pesach is part of Eidus.
One second. Let's back up for a moment. Okay. Again, there are certain parts of Eidus that you could relate to, that make sense. There are logical steps to them. In other words, if on Pesach we eat matzah, because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and matzah can't rise, then it's logical, if we're not allowing it to rise, that we have to take certain measures and steps in order to prevent it from rising, like how long the dough has to be worked with and how it needs to be worked with and so on and so forth, in order to make sure that it's not going to be chametz. That's a mishpat, that's a logical step, right? And there's certain aspects of matzah which are chayk. Like, why exactly this way and not that way? It's a chayk. That's the way it needs to be. Those are parts of the mitzvah that have a certain level of hisbeinenus that are connected to them. But what about eating the matzah itself? Eating the matzah itself. Why are we eating matzah? That's like the special flour. Why matzah?
Why not something else?
Why not something else? Why not choose some other symbolic? Because the Eibishter chose matzah. Between us and the Eibishter, that's our special sign. That's our special tzavs of a chibur. That's our special relationship. That's something that's coming from the Eibishter's ratzin and from our ratzin. The avoda that we do it with is just because we love the Eibishter, and matzah is our way of communicating that, and the same from the Eibishter to us.
Can someone else or a different group have like a different medium, like object or...
If I want, Jeff, activity. I could start leaving a special flower for you, but the flower won't mean anything. Because it's one-sided, right? So I have this whole thing going on in my head, and by you just step on it and throw it in the garbage. Correct?
I would try to be nicer about it.
That's kind of you. There's no meaning, there's no symbolism. You can't have a one-sided symbolism. The symbolism is because it's the ratzin of the Eibishter connected to our ratzin. That's the inyan ha'edus huba adam atzmai. The idea of edus is by the person himself, as opposed to chukim and mishpatim, which are in the seichel of the adam, in the sbeininus of the adam, in the reflection of an adam. The idea of chukim is in the person himself. Kama shikasa, like it says in the pasuk, atem edai. Hashem says to Didin, you are my witnesses. You are a witness for the Eibishter. That means that you project, you connect, you draw down godliness here into this world. and you act as a witness for the Eibishter. Atem ba'atzmechem, you yourselves. The kivan shekol echad mi Yisrael nishmasa yichelek alikami mal mamish. Since every single Jew, his neshama is a chelek alikami mal mamish, is a piece of God above. V'shurish ha'neshama is hu b'ha'atzmos, and the source of the neshama is in the atzmos, in the essence of the Eibishter. Ulemayla yeser mehashurish the Torah mitzvahs, higher than the source of Torah and mitzvahs. You have a neshama, and your neshama is a piece of Eibishter. And what brings out this essence that's inside of you, the Eibishter, and the essence of the Eibishter above, what brings that out? That's the aspect of Eidus that are in mitzvahs. And that's higher than the Sherish of Torah and mitzvahs. Because the Sherish of Torah and mitzvahs per se is where Torah is studied and mitzvahs are understood or not understood. But where mitzvah is connecting your essence to the Eibishter's essence, that's the essence of the mitzvah, which is deeper than the external part of the mitzvah, the sheirish of Torah and mitzvahs. Lachain, etzem mitzvusam de Yisrael me'ida ala atzmos. A Jew is a eidai. Atem, you yourselves are eidai. You're me, I'm imperfect. I do so many things wrong. I don't daven the way that I'm supposed to. I don't learn all of the time that I'm supposed to. How can I be a witness for Eibishter? How can I be a witness for Eibishter? But the Eibishter says, Atem, Atem ba'atzmechem, you yourselves are Eida. It's like a child. A child is a witness to the parents. Because without his parents, he wouldn't exist. He is a living testimony to the connection of his parents. Atem Eidai. Your very existence is testimony to the Atzmus Ar Ein Seif, to the Chelek Alikami Mal Mamish that's inside of you. Just your being. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be a tzaddik. You don't have to be a Beinani. Your very being here is testimony to the Eibishter who brought you here. Just like your very being here is testimony to the other two partners in the creation of man as well. You understand?
Who are the other two partners?
Father and mother. Father, mother, and Eibishter. Ela shehagila, this is why the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em is in the first half of the Luchos. Because recognizing your parents is at the same time recognizing the Eibishter. But okay, that's for another time. Ela shehagili d'shoyish ha'neshama hu al yidei ha'edus d'mitzvahs. This gili, the revelation of the shoyish ha'neshama, the source of the neshama, is not so much about the mishpatim and the chukim, it's more about the edus. So now that we've had this beautiful analysis of how edus are different than chukim and mishpatim, and on a certain level they're higher than chukim and mishpatim. Obviously, usually you say chukim, edus, and mishpatim, or mishpatim, edus, and chukim, but here we're saying edus, chukim, and mishpatim, because on a certain level, edus supersede, as we're saying, and supersede in a ein areich way, in an intangible way, that it's beyond measure, the way that it's reflecting etzem, as opposed to mishpatim and chukim, which are reflecting seichel. B'yashleimar, now we're able to explain in the beginning of Eis Zayin, the ikar inyanam shel ha-mitzvahs hu shehem edus. The main idea of mitzvahs is that mitzvahs are edus. Not so much that they're chukim, not so much that they're mishpatim, but that they're edus, which is hamshachas atzmus ar insayv. Now, of course, in last week's parsha, in Maimarim Ve'ela HaMishpatim, in Siches, we learned that the main aspect of mitzvahs is that they're mishpatim, meaning that we are integrating them into our lives, into our understanding, into our Chochma Bina and Das. And in other Maimarim, Zeis Chukas HaTorah, we learn that the main aspect of mitzvahs are the fact that they're chukim, in other words, that the Eibishter commanded it, and even when we don't steal because the Eibishter commanded us not to steal, regardless of if it makes sense or it doesn't make sense, and therefore we wouldn't steal even in a logical circumstance where it would make sense to steal, but Hashem commanded us not to, and therefore we're not going to. So, as much as we're saying over here, the Iker in Yanim Shalom Mitzvahs, Hu Shehem Eidos, it depends. It depends where we're speaking. Sometimes we're emphasizing one aspect of mitzvah. Sometimes we're emphasizing another aspect of mitzvah. But in this mimer, in this unique mimer, we're recognizing that there is a certain essential quality to the Eidos part of mitzvahs, and that is the essence of a mitzvah, which is Hamshachas Atzmus Arein Seif, that through the mitzvah we're drawing down the Eibishter's essence, not the logic and understanding and reflection that we're drawing down through the mitzvahs. V'inyan ha'chukim v'amishpatim the mitzvahs, the idea of chukim v'amishpatim, which is also drawing down godliness, because that we've established earlier in the Maamar, that the objective of every single mitzvah that we do is to draw down godliness. Ramach pikudin inin ramach ivrin demalka, the 248 mitzvahs are drawing godliness down, like a limb of a body is drawing your energy, your life, yourself into it. So the idea of chukim and mishpatim is also drawing down godliness, but that's hamshachas or ha-seviv v'aramimale. That's drawing down the or ha-seviv and the aramimale. And the idea of that, who is ki behakavana b'amshachas ha'atzma shal yidei mitzvahs, he shamshachat tia begile. If you just had edus, then it's completely intangible. It's completely nonsensical. It's pashut betachlis abshitos. Like I told you earlier, the ring that you give the kala under the chuppah shouldn't have any engravings, because the connection between a chasna and kala should have this essential quality. But it's not enough to remain on an essential quality. You also have to take out the garbage. You also have to change the diapers. You also have to wake up when the baby's crying. It's not enough to remain just on this essential quality. The objective is shahamshacha tia begile, that the hamshacha should be drawn down in a revealed way. V'kivan shahatzmus hulamayla megile, since the essence of Eibishter is higher than revelation, l'chein, therefore, hagiluyim the hamshachas haatzmus, the giloy, the revelation of drawing down essence, which is in Eidos, who al yidei ar ha-seviv v'ar ha-male chukim mishpatim. The way that you're going to have the revelation of this essential quality of mitzvahs is only through the aspect of mitzvahs of chukim and mishpatim, that which is higher than understanding and that which is understood. Because those are ar ha-male, ar ha-seviv, which is giluyim, revelations. The essence needs to be drawn down into a practical quality, into a tangible quality, into something that you're able to relate to on some level. And if you're not able to relate to it at all, then it becomes completely aloof, it stays completely aloof, and it has no shaychus to you. It's not enough to have a deep love and deep relationship between a spouse. It's necessary that that deep love and deep relationship should be expressed on the level of Ar HaSeviv and Ar HaMemali as well, in practical interactions, both in the aura and the atmosphere of the home, which is the Ar HaSeviv, and in the practical interaction between the spouses, speaking kindly to each other and doing kindness for each other, which is the Ar HaMemali.
Is it like that, the whole idea of the whole Seder behind Pesach? It's kind of like that rose, that you have that one moment with the rose and it touches the very deep part of the soul, but then you don't create any kind of keli in order for that or to be manifest in the emotions and in the relationship itself in this oilam. So then therefore it's not serving its purpose. The reason for the atzmus connection is so that it permeates every part of the relationship.
Absolutely.
So the edim, the mishpatim and the chukim are like a keli for the or ha'atzmus?
The edus is sort of the case. The Arha Atzmos and the Chukim and the Mishpatim are a Gilui of that Ar in Ar HaSeviv and Ar Memala, because you can't have a Gilui of the Atzmos itself, as we've said earlier in the Maimer.
How is this process different from Tzimtzum? It's kind of like looking similar to me, I don't know.
It could be. There are similarities. But not to Tzimtzum per se. Tzimtzum is the contraction and the concealment. We're talking about specifically the revelation, the steps of revelation, the stages of revelation. In order to have stages of revelation, it's necessary to have Tzimtzum.
Okay.
But then the revelation which takes place afterwards, that's what we're talking about.
That's the next step.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vezehu shaseder de gimel inyanim eila hu edus chukum mishpatim. Now we could understand why the Chacham organized the mitzvahs in this order. Eidos first, then chukim, then mishpatim. The betchila hu inyan ha-eidos. First, there is the idea of eidos, which is hamshachas ha-atzmos. Ve'achar kach, afterwards, b'chdeisha ha-hamshacha tia begile, in order that this hamshacha should be revealed, hu al yidei ha-gile de'ar ha-seviv. That's through the revelation of the ar ha-seviv. She'nimshach, which is drawn down, al yidei inyan ha-chukim she'bimitzvus, through the idea of chukim that's inside of mitzvus. In other words, you start off with the essential relationship. Now that you have the essential relationship, but the essential relationship is completely aloof and completely intangible, then you bring it down into the aura, into the atmosphere, into the energy. That's the ar haseviv. That's the chukim. That's the first step. And now that you have it in the aura and the energy of the home, now let's draw it down into practicality, into practical interactions, and taking out the garbage. V'achar kach, afterwards, b'chdei sh'agile yiyah b'pnimis, in order that the skile should be b'pnimis, hu al yidei hagile de'ar ha-memale, that's through the revelation of the ar ha-memale, she'nimshach al yidei inyan ha-mishpatim she'b'mitzvus, which is drawn down through the idea of mishpatim she'b'mitzvus. So that's why eidos chukim and mishpatim is indeed a logical and beautiful and deep organization, the order in which the Chacham asks his question. This is such an amazing insight into these words of the Chacham, which I don't know that there's anywhere else that you could find something like this.
Didn't we say that his original question, we clarified that it's about how you could go from the Torah, you can make
Yes, we'll come back to that. A little bit in this next paragraph here.
So I'm confused because I thought, why are we addressing this if we clarify that that's not his question? His question wasn't on why we're doing the mitzvahs and not even the reason behind the mitzvahs, because he's a ben chacham, obviously would be asking the question. The question is specifically on how can you make the ruchnias into gashmias.
I know. So now if that's his question, then he's demonstrating that he also has the knowledge and the appreciation of what the mitzvahs represent.
And this is what they represent.
That's how they draw down godliness. But he's still confused. How does that work? How, through eating a piece of matzah, are you able to have Eidos Chukim and Mishpatim? But let's wait. Let's see it in the words of the Maimer. Okay? But that's exactly where we're going with this. Don't forget also, and this is what we're going to see over here in this next paragraph too, that we clarified his question and said that his question is also about the kavana, the focus and the intention of mitzvahs, that seemingly all mitzvahs are just because Hashem told us to do them. Al hein hein va'alav hein, remember? And yes, yes, and a no, yes. So why is there the kavana behind the mitzvahs, which is what the division between Eidos Chukim and Mishpatim are? We'll see. We'll see all of that, Be'ezus Hashem. This is where the next paragraph continues. I'm going to stop over here for today. I want you to review up until this point in the Maimer very well. Before Shir tomorrow, I want you to be to go over everything that we've said so far in the Maimer, so that you're ready to properly appreciate now where we're going to go with the answer. It's another two shiurim, three shiurim, and we're going to be finished the Maimer, Be'ezus Hashem.